So tonight, again, I'm so excited because Barbara's with us. Barbara DeAngelis is one of the most influential teachers of our time in the field of relationships and personal growth. Actually, she's, when I think of Barbara, I think of an A+, top of the line, a big 10 as a transformational leader. She is one of those walks her talks kind of speaker, teacher, because this is what she lives. So when she talks, the energy is coming from the deepest place from within her, and it's so exciting. For the past 25 years, she's reached tens of millions of people throughout the world with her positive messages about love, happiness, and the search for meaning in our lives. And as a best-selling author, a popular television personality, and a sought-after motivational speaker, she's been a pioneer in the field of, as I said earlier, personal transformation as one of the first people to popularize the idea of self-help in the 1980s, and as one of the first nationally recognized female motivational teachers on television. And I'm proud to say that I was one of Barbara's first students long, 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 long time ago in the, and what was it, the 80s or 70s? I don't know, but it was a long time ago. when she was doing her seminars, and I was sitting in that room just eating everything up and just going, oh my gosh, you know, to have her with us tonight, Chris, is so exciting for me because she was one of my very first mentors. She's also best friends with my other best friend and mentor, Deborah Poneman, which is so great. And most recently, Barbara was a featured presenter, and this is so exciting, at T. Harv Eker's program and my great friend Mark Victor Hansen's program. And just rock and sock them there. I mean, she's just standing ovation one after the other. So if you want real and authentic and a huge, gigantic, huge heart, well, each one of you, Barbara is the one. So, Barbara, are you with us?
I am with you, Janet. Thank you for saying such beautiful things about me. And even though it sounds like I was born in 1929 and started teaching then.
Well, it was long time ago.
I was seven when I did those seminars. So.
Come on, we're immortals, right?
That's exactly right.
So Barbara, how did you make your first dollar living your passion, and what is the most important lesson that you learned doing that?
Well, I'll tell you this story. There's actually two stories, and then I'll talk about, you know, the real lesson for passion and the message I'd love to give everybody listening. When I was about 9 years old, I was at a sleepaway camp in the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania. I grew up in Pennsylvania. And one of the things that had fascinated me, even as a child, was the idea that sometimes people wanted to express themselves and didn't know how to do it. And for some reason, I was fixated on this even as a little girl. I was in my little cabin, and one of my friends was complaining that she really liked this guy over across the lake in the boys' camp. Now, she was nine also, but she didn't know what to do. And she was saying how cute he was, and she was just frustrated because she said, I like him. Does he like me? What should I do? And she was having her first angst about relationships. And for some reason, I very aggressively said, I know what to do, with all my experience with boys, which was none. I said, I know what to do. I said, I know what you should do. You should write him a letter. And she said, I couldn't do that. I said, no, no, no. I said, in fact, I'll write it for you. And she said, would you really? I said, absolutely. I said, I know how to just get his attention. So I took out probably a piece of lined paper and a pencil and wrote, like, Dear Bobby, I saw you playing volleyball. I think you're cute. Love, you know, Kathy, whatever it was. And all my friends gathered around. They were like, oh, this is fantastic, you know. And she gave him, she said, I'm going to give him this note. And then she said, well, you know, I feel so, what can I do for you? Like, here, do you want some candy? And I said, how about a quarter? So she gave me, it wasn't a dollar, but it was a quarter. And she paid me. And Bobby received the note. It was a huge success. And my reputation began back then. It wasn't about the money. It was the fact that I saw somebody trying to find a connection with their own passion, with their own heart, even then, and somehow knew how to capture it for her. And I, you know, years and years passed, and I was trying to figure out, you know, what to do with all of my talent and my interest and everything else, and just knew that my life's work had to be about helping to reconnect people with the tremendous potential they had inside of them, and particularly to learn how to really understand, locate, and remove the blocks that were in the way, psychologically, energetically, emotionally, to that process of really living our assignment on the planet, doing what we're meant to do. And when I finally, years later, was trying to figure out what is my career, I kept saying, you know, I just want to be a love teacher. And there was no job then called the love teacher, except, you know, on the corner of Hollywood and Vine. And I said, I want to be a love teacher. And I just went out and created the field myself and just started doing it. But never, ever, because of money, never because of fame, never because of attention I would get, always out of love, always out of the desire to see people just fully manifest who they are. And so that's how it all began. And I laugh now because I still every day get, I'm just looking at my emails before the call, emails from all over the world going, you know, I have this problem, and people tell me, and I think back, and if it were only so easy as, you know, dear Bobby, I watched you play volleyball and I think you're cute.
Chris, do you want to make your comment? And then I'll make my comment, because I love that story, Barbara. I just think it's so great. What do you think was the hardest part about that whole time that you, when you were first making your first dollar? What was the hardest lesson?
It's the same lesson that's difficult today. One of the things I say in my my most recent book, How Did I Get Here, which is my 14th book, may you have 14 books, I talk about how we define our happiness from day to day and how we define success. And I say, if you base your feeling of success on the results you get each day on the outside, on achieving exactly what you think your life is supposed to look like, you will create suffering for yourself. Because the true experience of success, true experience of really living the life you want, isn't about always, and this is maybe against conventional wisdom, which a lot of people believe in, you know, taking courses on mastery and making money, and all that's fantastic, and I learned from all of these people. But the bottom line is your life and how you define it has to come not from what happens to you on the outside, but from how you deal with it on the inside. That is what defines who you are as a person. We cannot always control what happens. Things happen to all of us that are unexpected. They are not in our life plan, our business plan. They do not define you. Your business ups and downs don't define you. Your relationship ups and downs do not define you. Your health ups and downs, your financial ups and downs. Those are events. They are not who you are. You are not your past. You are not your bank account. You are not your marital status. You're not your weight. You are something beyond that. And that, to me, has been the biggest lesson for me. I've had books that were number one for months and months. I've had books that sold modestly. I've had times when I made millions of dollars. I've had times when I haven't. And I've had times when people get what I'm saying. I've had times when, you know, they say, gee, could you just simplify it and talk about sex again and not spirituality? That has been a ride for me. And the real politically incorrect thing I always tell people, because that's my thing, is, you know, success, whatever you're doing, whoever's listening, it you look at people who are really successful, you think, oh, they have everything, I want to be that one or that one. First of all, don't ever do that, because all you can do is be you, and you have your own path and your own assignments. And second of all, and Janet and Chris, you're going to laugh at this on one level, we know those people, and we are those people. And whatever you're thinking and projecting of how perfect their lives are is not true.
Oh,
right?
Come on.
It's not true. And they're not going to get up and tell you that when they're saying, I made $10 million last year. I would love to make as much money as Alex Mendo. I would love all of that. But we are in the process of being human and all of that entails. So one thing I try to do for people, and I did this at Mega Book when I was there at Mark's wonderful seminar, was to just calm people down from this pressure they put on themselves, thinking, okay, I have to master money, I have to master health, I have to master relationships, I have to master everything, I have to master my thinking, I have to internet market, you know, and then they end up going into a horrible depression because they come face to face with their own fears, their own inadequacies, their own nervousness. It's totally normal. So you can love yourself forward, is my teaching. Love yourself forward and love your process and be, just congratulate yourself on every little step you take. And this is one of the main teachings I do in my course, Living the Life You Want, which is a CD course, which I'm going to offer everybody a special discount on in this call. It's my main teaching with everything. It's compassion for yourself. And, of course, the word compassion has what in it? Passion!
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So, Barbara, would you tell people how they can take advantage of Barbara DeAngelis' wisdom and knowledge? And we're running a little late, but how do people learn about you? And you said that there's a program that you have offered that people may be able to take advantage. Can you tell us?
Oh, yeah, I'll share it. You can go to my website, barbaradeangelis.com, and in fact, if you look at the advertisement for my book, How Did I Get Here, click on it, you'll come to a book page, and it says free excerpt. You can read a whole chapter of my new book, and if you can't relate to it, I will be shocked, because it is really about the journey we're all on. So if you know someone going through a hard time right now, if you've been going through changes, go to that website, barbaradeangelis.com, read the beginning excerpt from How Did I Get Here. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to give you an email to send me an email tonight or tomorrow and just put passion test, all right, and your name and your email address. And here's the email. It's Shakti97, shakti97@aol.com. shakti97@aol.com. You can also, if you go to my website, the other email is askbarbarad, that's me, @aol. Email me at either of those and just say, I want to take advantage of your offers. There's two things I'm offering everybody I am incredibly excited about. One is, several times a year, I give an amazing teleseminar called Successful Speaking from the Inside Out. It is limited enrollment. It is everything I know about being a passionate communicator and speaker, whether you do it professionally, whether you just want to be better in business, or better just with your own relationship, children, and people in general. You will not learn these techniques anywhere else. A major discount on the upcoming seminar for people who have been involved in the passion test. And I will send you an email with all that information on it, and you'll have a special code, etc. There's only a few spaces left in that, starting in October. And the second thing is, Living the Life You Want is my best motivational, meditational, CD, inspirational program, at-home seminar. Again, major discount I'm giving to the people just on this call, just tonight. So if you want information about Living the Life You Want, my 12 CD program, Successful Speaking from the Inside Out, and you want your discount, Shakti97@AOL, AskBarbaraD@AOL. You'll get something in the next day, and I will get the pleasure and the honor of working with you.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you. Good job.
Thank you guys again for everything. Congratulations. And just thank you for always including me in your wonderful vision.
Oh, and always thank you, Barbara. You're always just so supportive. And I tell you, I really cherish our friendship. So thank you.
Yeah, it'll be great to consummate it in person. You don't have to explain that to everybody.
For everyone who's listening, yes, Barbara and I are going to be coming. No, Barbara and I are both speaking in both Toronto and Chicago together, so
That's very excited.
We've never met each other, but we have the same best friend, and we've had the same best friend for over 20 years, right? I actually sat in her course, and you and I traveled internationally together, and we never, I don't think, ever said a word to each other yet. So it's very funny,
isn't it? Except in front of lots of people.
And success with. So have a wonderful night.
Thank you so much. Much love. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Barbara.